Mother Nature is getting a helping hand from 22 steel pontoons that stretch about 2 miles along the mouth of the Niagara River. The installation of the Lake Erie Niagara River ice boom will help create a stable ice cover to keep large chunks of ice from flowing into the river from Lake Erie. Lou Panessa is the Community Affairs Director with the Niagara Power Authority. The Power Authority, along with Ontario Power Generation in Canada, are both in charge of its installation.
The Niagara River ice boom reduces the frequency and duration of ice runs from Lake Erie into the Niagara River. It doesn't eliminate the release of lake ice, but it does diminish the probability of large-scale ice blockages in the river, which can cause flooding, damage to docks and shore structures, and reductions to the flow for the hydroelectric power intakes.
He says they install the boom every year when the water temperature hits 39 degrees, just before ice starts to accumulate. Right now, according to the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, the total ice cover for the Great Lakes as a whole is just at 2%, and Lake Erie is at less than 1%. The ice boom is usually removed around April 1st. For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.